and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Biden administration said it was not involved in Israel's pre-dawn drone strike inside Iran on Friday. As White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakusar reports, both Iran and Israel appear to be heeding calls for de-escalation, at least for now.
Israel's attack on Isfahan was expected, and the United States is likely to have known in advance.
The Biden administration understands that Israel needs to do its own version of face-saving retaliation after Iran's unprecedented and dramatic attacks.
Iran launched hundreds of drones and missiles at Israel on April 13th. Nearly all of Iran's drones and missiles were intercepted with the help of the United States, the UK, and Jordan, causing no loss of life and little damage. Israel's attacks on Iran also appear to be limited, with no casualties immediately reported. The back-and-forth fire further inflames a region already on edge over Israel's war against Hamas, an Iran proxy in Gaza. Biden has been unsuccessful in pushing for a ceasefire deal. Over the weekend, Hamas raised new demands, throwing talks into disarray. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Russia is reportedly pummeling tired Ukrainian forces with smaller attacks ahead of a springtime advance, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russian troops are ramping up pressure on exhausted Ukrainian forces across the front line to prepare to grab more land this spring and summer. With a vital U.S. aid package for Kyiv slowed down in Congress, Russia has relied on its edge in firepower and personnel to step up attacks across eastern Ukraine. Military experts predict the Russian offensive will intensify in the coming weeks as muddy fields dry up to allow armor and other heavy equipment to move off roads. Military experts say Russia doesn't need a massive ground offensive to succeed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com.